Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, we'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone into the this morning's Clay County Corner, coming to you live and in living color, directly from right here in the middle of downtown Salina, from the historic old Clay County Courthouse. And we've got a good show lined up this morning. I have the property assessment lady here with me this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about, I know this has been a year of reassessment here in the county and things like that, and also just kind of do a little explanation of that paperwork that you got. I think most everybody just looked down there to see how much their taxes had gone up and went from there. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff there, and there's also some things about, I know that we talked before, you know, about how these reassessments come about. Well, I take that back. We haven't talked about this one because of the unexpected happenings down there. And we had that all lined up and ready to go. But we're in pretty good hands now, so we're going to talk to Miss Angie Eads here in a few minutes. Mrs. Angie Eads. And, of course, I started to call her Angie Moore from school days. But I know it's a pleasure coming to you here each Thursday morning at 9 a.m. in the morning, and we have a rebroadcast this evening at 6, and these shows are streamed on the Del Holler Horizon website, and we hope we got lots of folks listening this morning. Like I said, got a good show lined up, and got a few announcements to make, got a couple of public service announcements this morning, and a few more things, but of course, we'd like to thank the good folks that make this possible, and that being the Chamber of Commerce and the three-star committee folks that help us put this show on each week, where we can sit down and just have a little conversation, and hope you can call it conversation and coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker, so I can't say that, but it is a great pleasure being here each morning. And first thing we need to do, I guess, is just take a little short break, remind everyone that at the end of the show today, we'll be giving away one of those wonderful birthday prizes, courtesy of WVFB-FM 101.5 Kick Country, and we'll be announcing those names about halfway through the show, and then we'll use our highly sophisticated non-computerized selection system and pick out a winner, and then you go over to the chamber office and pick up your envelope. And with that, tell you what, let's take a little short break. We'll be back just in a few minutes.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy to use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Before we talk to Ms. Angie about the property assessment office down there. We do have a couple of announcements to make, and then I think she's even got one we'll talk a few minutes about. I've got that one. The mayor just walked in with one of the announcements that I have here, and I'll read that one right now. It's Evans Day at the Salina Dairy Queen on May the 11th, 2022, of course, from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. 50% of all the proceeds over at the Dairy Queen that day go to a young man, Evan Hayes, who has been fighting leukemia for golly, I don't know how many years now. And I think he's just about won the battle, but there's still lots and lots of expenses and everything. So, little things here, come and join the folks over at the Dairy Queen and supporting Evan and have a good Dairy Queen meal and then a dessert. But that is for Evan Hayes, and I know he is a hard-fighting, brave young man. And anything that anyone can do would be greatly benefited. And then also I received a message about a benefit auction for the Rock Springs Williams Cemetery. And this is taking place a little bit later on, May the 28th, 6 p.m. at the Pea Ridge Fire Department for, I guess, for the maintenance and things like that for the cemetery out there. And with that, okay, now, Angie, I know when you called me early this morning saying that you were having to work today, and you're working on a benefit project here today, along with a whole bunch of folks here in Salina.
Yes, it's with the John Copeland. It's for Scholar Shield. It is down here at the fire hall, and it starts at 11, and
yeah,
it will be going for a few hours. There'll be lots of good food, so come out and eat and support him.
And I think $10 a plate,
It's $10 a plate.
And
yes,
there was a plate, one plate barbecue.
I think they're having tenderloin,
catfish,
and all kinds of sides.
Yeah, you've got a couple of choices there.
Yes.
I wonder if Alan's fixing the tenderloin.
I'm sure he did.
he does a pretty good job at that.
Yes,
but
he does.
But this is a scholarship in honor of he was a high school student at that time who lost his life in an accident, and I know the family would really appreciate folks coming out, because can't think of a much better way to honor someone's memory than a scholarship for one of the seniors each year over at Clay County High School. So everyone get out and take part in that. Okay, now then, did you ever get your notice back on your paperwork we were looking for?
Yes, I've got it.
Okay, well, what we're going to talk about here in a few minutes is everyone, when you got your property tax notice this year, it was a little bit different because it's based on a new property assessment. Now, Angie, let's talk a little about that process. What happens every so often?
Every 5 years, we go through a reappraisal year. And it takes a year to get a reappraisal completed. So it was done. The reappraisal was done before Billy Pickettle Smith passed away.
And you inherited that.
I did. I inherited that.
And exactly. How does that work?
Okay. It's countywide. It's 6,670 different properties. What?
That's all we got in the county.
I call it parcels, but that's what we go by.
Yeah, right.
And during that year, the state comes in, and they go out, and they review the area, and they go by the way the market is selling. Of course, we all know the market is selling like wildfire. And the tax rate right now is 310. And during a reappraisal year, we're not allowed to bring in any more revenue than we did the year before. So the state will set a certified tax rate, and it will be lower than the 310. So you may pay a little more, but then you may not be paying as much.
It's got to balance that.
They have to have a meeting and review the finances and all that to set the tax rate.
Okay, and that, I know that's something I can remember from the time that when Billy did come up here, that, as you said, the tax rate basically stays the same, but the appraisal rate changes. And I know a lot of folks would think, well, my taxes have gone up. But on the other side of that, the value of your property has gone up.
The
tax rate hasn't gone up, but the value of your property has, which should be a good slap on the back for you, because when time comes, if you want to sell your property, that you're going to get a whole lot more out of it.
That's correct. But during a reappraisal year, the state will set a lower certified tax rate.
Right.
It will not be the 310 anymore. So that way you're not paying any more taxes than you did the year before.
Right. The appraisal is not supposed to jump your taxes plumb out of sight.
No, it is not.
And you know, that also with that, I know there is also a percentage. Take a look at one of those there. Let's go through one of those things that's sent out and just talk about each one of the things on there for a few minutes.
Okay, I have one here in front of me. And how you read this is your previous value was, I'm just going to use an example, was $84,500. You take 25% of the $84,500.
So that's the percentage right now. Does that remain, is that a state law, or is that something that the county comes up with, a 25% of the assessed value?
Yes, that's the way it is set.
By the
yes.
State of Tennessee. And now that could change if the legislature saw fit, couldn't it?
The 25%, well,
it would take something like that to do that.
How that works is commercial pays 40% of their assessment, and everybody else pays 25%.
And nobody pays 100% value taxes on
what
they
own. No. You pay 25, like this one says, $84,500. You pay 25% of that. So 25% of the $84,500 is $21,125. So you're actually paying taxes on $21,125.
Which is not a bad deal.
No, it's not.
But, okay, and, go ahead.
Whatever your appraised value is, you can take the 25%, and then whatever you can come up with, that's what you're paying taxes on. Like, this one is $21,125, so you're going to times it by the tax rate, which is right now 310. We won't know the new tax rate until around July.
So that is not that's really kind of an estimate right now of what you'll be paying.
Yeah.
It is not your actual tax bill that you're going to have.
Oh, no.
So that I think that's what scared a lot of people.
Yeah, this is not a tax bill, no.
If you plainly say that on the front, this is not your bill.
This is not your bill.
Okay, now, with that, what can, are there other things that can increase the value of your property?
Well, of course, if you build a garage, yes, and we, whenever you build a construction, like a garage or a new home, you know, when it's completed, we have to go put it on the tax roll. But during a reappraisal year, it's countywide, and it's by the way the market is selling, you know, what people are paying for a price for property. And, like, I'll give you an example. We had something appraised, I think it was, $100,000. It was a trailer and 4 acres, and it sold for $225,000. So we're getting outrageous prices coming in, and a lot, you know, is from California.
You know, that is something that, man, like the normal assessment on the trailer and 4 acres would maybe be it wouldn't be $100,000. It would be $60,000 or $80,000would be the max on one of those. And now the trailer thing, the manufactured home.
Right.
When does a manufactured home become a structural home? There's a process on that.
They are. Whenever it becomes a manufactured home, they have to have the block foundation. You know, we consider a mobile home with underpinning. And a structured home is when they make a block foundation.
So it has to be a block foundation?
Yes.
My brick underpinning doesn't count as foundation.
No. Your brick underpinning does.
It looks that way. But, you know, and that's something, too, something I know that if you ever try to, when you go to selling land with a trailer on it, there's a thing there that trailer has a license on it, just like an automobile license.
That's correct.
And that gets into some different things when it comes time for trying to get a loan for it and that type of thing. That if it's not a house structure, you've got to make sure you've got your license plate, your numbers, and all that kind of thing. Instead of, I guess, the deed for that property would say it has 4 acres and a manufactured home on it. It doesn't say anything about the size of the home or anything, does it? It just says a manufactured home.
Right.
And so that is something I think that confuses a lot of people. But like you said, when you put those cement blocks under there and set it down, I think there used to be a thing I heard you're supposed to take the axles out from under it and all that kind of thing where it could not be moved again.
Yeah.
So, there's a whole lot of things that go, and also farmland. The assessment on a farmland without buildings on it.
Are you talking about like greenbelt, 15 acres or more?
Yeah.
Now, the greenbelt value did go up, but that was all 95 counties. That's just something the state done for 95 counties. You're still getting a savings on the farmland, but the value of the acreages did go up.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Okay. Now, I know years and years ago, I'm a year or two older than you, Angie, I can remember when... we had, when I guess property taxes became kind of an item for discussion, we had the old family farms that may have not been reassessed in 50 years, and that they were paying minuscule property taxes, but folks came in here and bought an acre and put a $150,000 home on it, and their property taxes would be 10 times as high as the farm was. That was a big deal a number of years ago. So that is something that of course, has changed now. Of course, all the land in Clay County in the 1950s and 60s was farmland. It wasn't residential. And so much of it now has changed. But now one thing that I guess a lot of people don't realize is that the taxes we don't have in Tennessee and Clay County. We don't have the personal property taxes where folks come in and count how many sofas you got in the house.
We do have personal property.
But?
Commercial.
Right, on commercial.
Yes.
On commercial. But not on homeowners.
Yes.
And
not on homeowners.
I know there over when you cross over the state line, when it comes time to buy your license for your vehicle, you pay for property tax to put a license on your vehicle there. And if you've got a couple of expensive cars, you can pay more for them than you do for your house if you ain't careful.
That's correct.
But, we're kind of lucky with that. But also something that I guess a lot of folks don't realize, that most of our revenue in Clay County has to come from the property taxes.
It does.
Because, we no longer have the large manufacturers that we had at one time.
That's
and
right.
All those other things. So much depends on our property tax, and we are tickled to death every day when these new houses go up.
Yeah.
And we have lots of them going up here in Clay County now.
And then we will have to go out and put them on the tax roll.
Okay. Let's take a little short break.
Okay.
We'll be back just in a minute, and we're going to continue with this conversation. I enjoy these.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
One, I just had a bird in my ear saying we had so many seconds left to do something, and I didn't know what we were going to do, but he said, oh, you're doing a radio show this morning. Thanks for reminding me. Of course, I looked over to Angie's ear, and I knew something was going on, but I know Angie came in, kind of in the rock between the rock and the hard place, knowing that this new information was coming out and that it wasn't something that she started or it's not anything that she finished. It's something that the state does ever so often. And with, like I said, the things that happened, it's been a tough time. You know, I know, Angie, you had worked in that office for a long time, but you weren't in charge in that office. And just a little bit, what it's like, I mean, just anyone that might walk into something like that. I know you had the familiarity with the things going on, but, you know, the kind of things maybe that jumped out at you that you didn't realize that had to be done.
Well, I knew everything that had to be done, but, like, the mapping and the splitting of the lands, and then you have to make new parcels, and you have to correct the maps, and there's just a lot to this job and a lot of training, and I've been to all the training and just a lot.
I'll tell you something I've noticed in looking around with being involved in the sale of a little bit of property is that this state mapping that they have, this property map that the state's in, that thing is crazy.
Are you talking about that online? Yes.
Mistake after mistake.
Lines are not correct.
They're not drawn to scale.
No, they're not. That's just for like tax purposes only, to sort of give you an idea of where your land is.
One highway is close to.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I just hit myself with something there on my tax thing. Is my home is on Obieview Road.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the property, there's a couple of parcels there. Part of that property is on the Moss Arcot Road.
Mm-hmm.
But the address of that property on my tax thing shows it being Watson Road, which is out at Moss. And that's a mistake. I know. I guess I need to come down and get corrected.
Yes, I can correct that for you.
Because, that's not where the actual property is located. But that did kind of jump at me when I saw that. But I know, Angie, the things that we talked a minute ago, some of the rumors, you know, you've heard going around, if you've got a home and you want to make an improvement on it or something, and you decide that you want to put a 500-foot concrete driveway, or you want to put a 500-foot asphalt driveway, does the difference in the materials there have a bearing on your tax, property tax? That may be something you may have not thought about or run into. I've always heard that a concrete driveway was considered a permanent addition to the structure, and asphalt wasn't.
On commercial, because that's commercial land,
right,
you have to value that in, but not on residential.
Okay, so that is not a residential thing.
Yes.
And any building that you have there, you put on that, adds just a little bit to your property.
Yes, that's correct.
And the actual tax bill will come out after the county court, the county commission sets the rate.
Yes.
And then you'll receive a bill on that. And then you got to come pay your bill.
That will be in October. But now the tax rate, after the state sets a certified tax rate, they have to have a meeting with the county commissioners, and they have to, crunch numbers and see what the tax rate will be. And that will be set probably in July sometime.
And, okay, now, I know if someone wants to locate where property's at, is that the place to come there if they come down with the address and that they won't get a map out or something?
Yes.
So you take care of that there. So it's not just giving them, but that you do have service to offer to help people find things?
Yes, we do lots of that. We help people find land and make copies of maps and give to them. Like loggers, they come down there a lot. They need, you know, to know where the boundary lines are before they log.
So they don't cut a tree over on the neighbor.
Right.
that's been a problem for years.
Yes.
And so many of our deeds here are based upon deeds that were originally drawn up prior to 1900 with a beech tree at so many things from here, so many steps from there, so many paces, so many links, and all those things. You know, it would be a good idea, really and truly, for folks with old deeds to actually get someone to come and survey their property and get a new deed made out with new boundaries, with what are the iron stakes down where they mark things, and don't depend on that tree not getting cut down.
Right, because the old boundary deeds, they give no coordinates. Like I plot land when it gets surveyed, I plot it out, and then I map it, and it shows exactly where the boundary lines are, but the old boundary deeds, they're not.
But there's still a whole lot of those. And, of course, you know, it does create lots and lots of confusion.
It does.
Because a lot of times they will be based on the location of a farm road or a county road or something like that, and that road may have moved 10 yards up or down somewhere else.
That's correct. So a true survey is the best way to go to know exactly.
And even if you're not buying or selling, sometimes you just need, peace of mind.
To
find out exactly where your boundaries are and exactly what you own and exactly what you're paying taxes on. Okay, now another thing, thing that I know over the years that so-called, unclaimed land or where someone is with one of these old deeds is paying property taxes on 30 acres that they don't actually own, that their neighbor actually owns. Do we still run into some of those things?
Well, what we run into is someone's deed will say 50 acres more or less. And so we have a calculating thing that we map out, and we're just guessing at how many acres you really have because it's not a true survey.
Right. Okay, and the thing, if someone pays property taxes on unclaimed land for so many years, that's something it becomes their land after so many years if they have paid property tax on it. And that would be, I know, a deal that some lawyer would have to go through with that.
Yes,
but I know that may happen quite often, too, because neighbors will get into it.
They do. Get into it quite often.
And you have to kind of help settle
that. I do.
Well, Angie, guess what? We have been here, and I'm going to let you get down, and I know you're going to work with the folks at the John Copeland Benefit.
Yes.
And it's a pleasure having you here. And when the tax rate is set, we'll come back. We'll go through all this and let everyone know exactly what's going on. But don't be scared to death yet, because what you receive now is an estimate of what your property taxes are going to be. And that could change now, between now and the time that you'll get your bill.
That's correct.
Thanks for being here with me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right, with that, I'm going to read my birthday, and then Mr. Kevin Dawson's coming in, and we're going to do a little talking about some of the things going on in and around here with that he and I are involved in, or he's involved in by himself sometimes. But celebrating birthdays this week, Mr. Tom Bean, celebrating a birthday. Miss Lola Jean Dillon celebrated the birthday. I think her birthday is today, and we're going to be talking some more about her here in a few minutes. And also, Mike and Sherry Barlow celebrating an anniversary, and Miss Bonnie Denton. Everybody wanted folks to know Miss Bonnie was having her birthday today. I think we had three different folks call her name in, so we'll wish her a happy birthday three times. And then Mr. Paul Hale celebrating his birthday, and Mr. Randall Gass. And here at the end of the show, we will pick out a name there, and they'll win a birthday prize. And with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be right back.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to, of course, once again thank Angie Eaton and Sanji Eats for coming by and doing some explanations on that. And I know that when that little statement went out the other day, a lot of people panicked real quick and thought that their taxes were jumping through the roof. But like I said, that'll all get straightened out when all the related processes have gone through. And, of course, we have to pay our taxes. We know that. One of the things that we have a hard time getting by without doing. But we do enjoy all the services that those taxes provide for us. So, We enjoy living here in this county, and you know, one of the things over the years that I've always thought about living in Clay County, when you start making decisions about where you want to spend your life, you look around and you look here at Clay County and Salina, and you look around and we have folks coming in here from all over the United States, and now they're paying maybe $3,000 or $4,000 or more than that to spend a week here. And we get to stay here 52 weeks a year. You know, multiply that times that and see how much salary you're really getting by just living here in Clay County and being able to take advantage of all the opportunities of things to do in and around this area. Oh, that's kind of one of my far-sighted thoughts. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, Thomas. Good to be here.
It's good to be up and at it on this. That looks like it's going to be a beautiful Thursday morning. They're saying maybe we got some more storms are coming. We hadn't had any since last night. But we've had a little lull in the activity. Well, Kevin, I know we've got some things to talk about, and I know you have some things, that specific things that you're involved in right now by yourself that you want to talk a little bit about to begin with. If you want to, just chime in.
Let's start off with that, Thomas. This is the second year that Clay County High School and the Tennessee College of Applied Technology at Livingston, which is my employer, are working together to have a what we call a summer bridge program, and it is to introduce a relatively small group of incoming freshmen to career and technical education, which we shorten down to CTE. That's what some of us old timers used to call vocational education, but it's changed a lot, and thus the reason for the name change, definitely not what it used to be.
Vocational used to mean you hammer and nail things.
That's about it, and boy, it has expanded far beyond that and just been integrated into the mainstream curriculum. And, you know, my understanding is in excess of 95% of the students who attend Clay County High School will take at least one CTE-related course. And over 75% of the students will take two or more CTE-related courses. So this four, we call it the four-day week, we'll talk about the dates in just a minute, serves to introduce this group. We hope will be somewhere between 15 and 20 incoming freshmen to these career and technical education opportunities that they're going to have while they're at Clay County High School. There are currently six programs, and they're all fantastic programs. A vast majority of students, again, will take two or more of those. Matter of fact, I was talking to a senior yesterday, and of the six, at one time or another, he had taken five of the six courses.
Right offhand, so, you know what those six courses are?
Yes. Let me work down to that, if that's okay. We'll do that, absolutely. And one thing that we will be doing as a part of the week is introducing these incoming students to the various teachers who teach these topics. Now, among those topics are, I've got business, and that includes working on computers, it includes media, it includes marketing, good business practices. We have welding, which is the program I'm directly attached to. Not a welder, folks. I've made that clear, I hope, in the visits on here, but we have a great instructor and a very active program. We also have information technology, which we shortened down to IT. Now, we mentioned earlier that business was working with computers. IT is working on computers and networks. Good life skill to have, that and welding both, even if you're not interested in doing either of those for a living. And then, of course, we have, I guess, one of our more traditional ones that's been around here for, I guess, since the beginning of public education, which I noticed, Thomas, has been about 100 years now. I ran across that where we have had public education across the state.
Yeah.
Somewhere around 1920, I believe, or late 19-teens. But ag's been around for a long time, continues to be. We have human services, which covers a wide range of things. You would take human services if you wanted to get anything, from homemaking skills to being a teacher or being a counselor and everything in between. Wide range of things covered there. And then we have health services, which is basic training for nurses' aides, but a good class to take if you have, if a student has any idea that they might want to go into the medical field at all. It's just an introduction to the medical field, but specifically aimed at creating nursing assistants, CNAs, in other words. And those kids can be ready to take their test right when they graduate and just go to work basically immediately.
I mean, there's big demand for those folks right now.
Absolutely.
And some good high-paying jobs at various places.
Pay has gone up considerably across the board in Clay County. It's really gone up for CNAs. That's kind of an overview. We'll talk a little bit more, but one thing I want to drive home here are the dates and the deadlines. Now, the dates for the program, and I'm not sure how many parents are able to listen in right now, and I know the kids are not able to listen in, but we've been out and talked to them. The dates for the Summer Bridge Program are June 6th through the 9th. That is a Monday through Thursday. We go from 8 to 2 each day. And we'll talk about some of the activities in just a minute, but the immediate deadline that's coming up is May the 13th. Is the deadline to apply. And grandparents, if you're listening and you think this is something that your grandchild or grandchildren might be interested in, be sure and tell mom and dad. We'll make sure that they get an application, that which are available at the schools and some other places, or by directly contacting me. But May 13, and we will cap the number of applicants at 20. I don't know the exact numbers, but that would, if we're able to get a group that large, that would be, I'm just guessing, about one out of every four incoming freshmen, counting both Hermitage Springs and Salina K-8. I'm guessing they're around 80. I don't know that for a fact.
Well, you know, Kevin, with the CNA program, to me, is probably one of the better things that we've, not just for a career in this, but, you know, with the aging of our population in this county, you know, the benefit of a granddaughter being able to help care for elderly grandparents and, you know, keep them at home just by not having some of this basic knowledge of things to do. You know, that to me, you know, that is a great thing. And the welding thing, you know, as a farmer, or someone been, you know, been around farms, I'm not a farmer, but I've been around some farms, and I know, you know, if you broke a piece on the tractor, you had to shut down. You had to take the piece off, take it to a welding shop, and pay them about $30 or $40 an hour to weld it back for you.
Absolutely.
But if you have got a $400 welder sitting there in the shop, you take it off, walk up there and do it yourself, put it back together. You don't lose a half day's work. You know, the valuable knowledge that you gain from these programs. And your computers. Everyone has computers at home now. When one does have some type of problem, you've got a son, grandson, or whoever that can look at it and take care of that for you. I mean, it's just amazing. Not just for just career things, but just for general everyday
life skills.
Life skills.
Absolutely. And we emphasize that to the kids as well. And you can say that about virtually any of the CTE programs. You know, we talked to the eighth graders and actually have talked to them multiple times this year. And some of them will get an opportunity to get a third dose of it. Is the fact that, you know, you don't have to want to do these things for a career, although there are top paying jobs in these careers as well. You know, talking about welding, well, yeah, a farmer. If a farmer can weld, that's going to save them a lot of money over the course of their farming career. And if somebody likes to work on old cars, somebody sitting at the other microphone here likes to do that, that's a tremendous skill for that as well.
Can I do a shout out for the class on that?
Absolutely.
Right now we have a 57 Chevrolet Bel Air down in the welding shop, and the welding class is actually putting new floors in it for us.
Absolutely.
And which I know they've enjoyed doing it, working on the old vehicle, plus some of the skills that they found out, you know, that they buy what we call repop parts, that they're not perfect, that it,
right.
It requires...
You've got to have some fabrication.
Some fabrication, massaging skills.
Yeah.
I think it's something that, you know, they look at it and they say, hey, I might want to try to do one of these myself one of these days.
That is for sure. But back to the summer bridge, and we'll get off that topic. we will also make industry visits. The students will be able to visit both local industries here, some out-of-town industries. We will spend the entire final day, the Thursday, be June the 9th, on campus at TCAT in Livingston. This is the second year, Thomas, we've done this, and last year was just, I don't know really how things could have gone any better than what they did, and I'm looking for it to be at least as good, if not better, this year. Two other things that we do, well, three other things, actually. One is one of, if not the highlight of the week, we are able to visit the Dale Hollow Dam powerhouse and go down into the guts of Dale Hollow Dam, down where it's wet and cold, you know, perfectly safe, but it's about six or seven stories down into the bottom part of Dale Hollow Dam. And like I say, it's a little moist down there, perfectly safe, very cool, just like going into Mammoth Cave, you know, we all remember. And another thing we do, kids really enjoy that, and the folks at the powerhouse are great to work with us on that. They spend two or three hours with us. We also, of course, some of the eighth graders have done that already this year, visit the Clay County Courthouse. Thomas, we appreciate you opening the doors to the courthouse for us, and the students also get the opportunity to visit with and meet all of our countywide elected officials that week. So it's not only about CTE classes. We've got a lot of civic activities in there that well, I guess I just said this to somebody. I'll say it again.
Summer Bridge will give these students an opportunity to do a lot of things that their counterparts, their fellow students will not, or even many adults in Clay County will never get the opportunity to do. So it's a great thing. One final plug, it's June 6th through the 9th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. each day, but you've got a deadline coming up, May the 13th. That is a week from tomorrow. If you need more information on this, just contact me directly by phone. If you're able to write this down, it's 931-704-5031. Again, that's 704-5031. And we hope to have a full class of 20 plus some helpers left over from last year. They enjoyed the program enough that they want to help this year.
And there are a bunch of certifications when you complete these programs. Lots of those. I know we
with the CTE,
that
yes.
Get those posted online. And, of course, then they're usually, after they complete the work here, there are advances they can make at on-site and advance into things. You know, a lot of things, but like in the computer thing, you can pass these Microsoft tests, all these type of things.
Miss Amy has a bunch of folks. Amy Dodson in the business class has a lot of folks who accomplish that. And there's a certification you can get for having done the work on computers in the IT class. And that's they're all tough. That's a particularly tough one. It really, really is. But CTE, folks, I'm not going to say it's the wave of the future. It's the wave of right now and tremendously high-paying jobs in those fields.
And, you know, if we can... the more people we get educated here in the county that are able to do those things and be able to do, you know, first-level jobs, I mean, right now they're available basically everywhere. But those second- and third-level jobs where you require that little bit of extra training, if you can walk in there and show them a certificate where you have you have been through these things and you're ready for that level, you definitely, there's a nice salaried position for you here in Clay County.
Well, and Thomas, not only from the standpoint of what I do for a living, but some volunteer work as well with workforce development. What we must do as a community, and it'll take everybody working together to do it, is give more of each graduating high school class an opportunity to stay and live in Clay County. That will help not only with our population issues that we have, but it'll help with workforce development. And right now, things are booming. I hope everyone understands this. Things are booming in Clay County in terms of economic development. There are jobs galore, and let me tell you, if there are jobs galore, that means companies and businesses and industries are growing. If you need more workers, you're in a growth mode, and we are in a big growth mode in that perspective right now. Big.
You know, when we hear people say, you know, like, what do we need? They say, well, we need more jobs. No, we need more people looking for jobs.
Exactly. We need, that's right. We need more people in the workforce.
Well, Kevin, we'll take one more thing. I can remember going down into the dam when I was in elementary school, and the thing that amazed me, like you said, all the dampness, the wet, and the water seeping through. And of course, the concern was, hey, is this thing a leaking? But no, that's just a natural process.
Part of the process, concrete.
But I also remember that the powerhouse room, how clean it was. And of course, in those days, there were men operating all those machines. They're all computer operated now, but it was just an amazing operation to see those big turbines in there.
It's a great process for the kids to observe and adults too. I don't know of anybody who's ever been to the powerhouse that wasn't impressed by it.
Okay, with that, let's take a little short break. We'll come back and find out what else we're going to talk about for about 12 minutes or so. We'll be right back.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
WTKY AM and FM, WKWY Tompkinsville, and WVFB Salina.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back, everyone. Like I said, Mr. Kevin Donaldson sitting here with me this morning. And, of course, I'd like to thank him for coming by, and also Angie Eads that came by. And I know the program that Kevin works in, it is a tremendous, tremendous asset to Clay County when we receive that grant. And I know that it takes a whole lot of hard work to keep this thing going. And we appreciate all the work that's coming. We appreciate the folks over at the Technology Center. And with that, Kevin, what else we got here? I know we got coming up our Lola Jean Dillon concert.
We do. I guess we could just start a general discussion of the courthouse and the work that you're largely involved in. And it's an ongoing process, but a tremendous renovation in recent years. Not only the windows, but the soffit and overhang and trim work. I don't know how many folks actually bothered to look at that before, but it had gotten pretty rough shape, and boy, it looks like a different building now. And I'm not sure how many people pay attention to those details, but tremendous change, and the windows are, that's just going to be fantastic.
We should have our four decorative windows that go in the south side by the end of this month up there.
Wow.
So they have really gotten on the ball on that one. Because I know that they carried a couple of those out in pieces. I had a little video shot of that where they were carrying them down the steps. But those will be coming back. And
so,
I think with our grant, hopefully we'll be able to do the rest of the downstairs windows this year.
And they'll be back and installed, the big ones, in time for all of the summertime celebrations that go on here. That's great news. I didn't know the timetable on that. I'm glad you told us.
Well, I didn't until I called and said, hey, what's going on? And they said, well, we were kind of planning on having it done by the 30th of May. And I said, well, could you make that the 20th maybe when we have our show and have those in? But hopefully that may happen. And of course,
that'd be great.
It may not, but you know, we're kind of shooting for that. And with that, of course, we'll do a little plug for that, and that is an evening of Lola Jean Dillon. A lot of folks don't know, really, here in Clay County, who Lola Jean Dillon is. Lola Jean Dillon was a songwriter, is a songwriter. Right now, she is, due to health circumstances, she's in assisted living right now, but she's still able, and hopefully she's going to be a guest at our evening of Lola Jean Dillon Music.
That'd be great.
Which is taking place the 20th and 21st, and this is going to be upstairs in the theater, and it is limited seating, and we will be selling, I think, about 120 tickets each night. Tickets are $15, and we will, like I said, two shows on a Friday night and Saturday night.
And I don't know if we plugged the dates. That's May the 20th and 21st,
right,
folks.
Friday night and a Saturday night.
Right.
And we have a whole bunch of local vocalists that are our singers, beginning with Miss Marlene Roden, who did our musical shows years ago. Miss Cherokee Upton, a young and upcoming, which sometimes you have the feeling that she may be a singing star here in the near future.
She opened for a big act in Livingston this past weekend. They've got their, I guess, I don't know what to call it, summer series or whatever,
yeah.
And that started, if it wasn't this past Sunday, maybe the one before that, and I didn't realize Cherokee had opened, but yeah, she's.
And also we have Paulette Scott, who is Lola Jean's sister.
Absolutely.
And I know
Miss Lola Jean has said that she wants to come up and try to do at least one song if she can, you know, health-wise permitting.
Right.
And then also some of the male performers. We've got Charlie Goat is doing a couple of numbers. We've got, looking, I have a friend will leave some. Miss Jim Stevens is going to do some. And we have a very special section in this with the folks down at Brimstone Bluegrass. Of course, they have done stuff here around the courthouse for me and benefits and things all around. And, of course, at one time they picked out at the barbecue place at Miles. But I sent them a couple of songs and asked them if maybe they could do bluegrass versions of it. And this is going to be a highlight of the show. I know everyone is kind of familiar with You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly. They have worked up a bluegrass number of that is tremendous.
Well, that'll be. I've heard that song several different ways myself.
And so they have actually worked up a little bluegrass rendition. And another thing, a couple of other songs. And Mr. Billy Pierce is going to do some lead singing on one. And we have our backup band are made up of members of a group that is now called the Southern Image Band. And these guys are members of a family band when they first came to Clay County to play out at the old high school in our high school musicals.
Right.
Their dad was the lead. He was the pedal steel player, and there was a bass player, guitar, and those two brothers, Terry and Tim Cantor, are coming, and I think they're going to sing a couple of the numbers in the show. I know Mr. Jim Stevens is going to come down and do a couple of numbers. So we have got, you know, it's amazing that the talent that we have here in Clay County.
Yeah, we really do.
And it's going to be a great, great show. And I know, like I said, the tickets will be over at the two banks and the chamber. And you will need to, you know, get those tickets because when they're sold, you know, based on the seating capacity we have up there in the courthouse, and we also want to really emphasize, we know this is something that there's nothing we can do about, and that is, you know, this is not ADA accessible.
Right.
I mean, you have to walk up a flight of stairs to get up there in the old courtroom. So, you know, just keep that in mind. But I know, but now we will be doing a video of it, that so people that can't be there live, they will have access to seeing the show.
And I'm sure most of our listeners know Thomas, but for those who don't, Lola Jean was a main songwriter for Loretta Lynn, is I guess the most prominent one, and folks, that's as big as it gets. But she also wrote hits recorded by Reba McEntire, Gene Watson, Billy Walker, Conway Twitty, Cal Smith, and those are just the country artists. She has actually written several songs performed by rock artists as well. So she's a prolific songwriter and has written for the upper echelon of the music world.
There is one song she actually wrote that she and Waylon Jennings' brother Tommy wrote that he recorded, which is, you know, definitely not mainstream country. But kind of what we're trying to do here, this is kind of looking like a songwriter night with emphasis on the singer and the lyrics. And there are so many, you know, there are so many familiar songs. You know, When the Tangle Becomes a Chill, somebody, that top 10 songs. But there are a number of male artists who recorded her thing that most people have never heard. And if you want to hear some great country music that you probably never heard anywhere else, come out here on that Friday night and Saturday night, because that is going to be a great big change.
It'll be a great show.
Celebrating birthdays today. Should have done this a long time ago. Mr. Tom Bean and Lola Jean Dillon. Like I said, Mike Sherry Barlow, Bonnie Denton, Paul Hale, and Randall Gack. And now we're going to draw out a lucky number. And let's see who won. Miss Bonnie Denton.
Congratulations.
Today. So you know the process to come over by the chamber and pick up your envelope with your gift in there. Compliments of WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country with the big broadcasting tower out at Midway. And with that, I think, Kevin, it's about time we shut the doors here and get everything put back nearly where it belongs.
Okay.
Thank you for coming by.
Always please.
And until same time, same channel, WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. May the good Lord bless and keep you until then. And with that, good day, Clay County.